Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today is our prayer segment. But first, we're going to read a scripture, and then after we read a scripture, we are going to go into prayer, and then I'll have announcements, and then I will bid you good night. But before we begin, I would like to say that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there are a lot of things that we should be just thankful for today, such as life, liberty, and hope. I am just excited today, once again, and as I say all the time, I am just, I can't explain the excitement, I can't explain the satisfaction, I can't explain the happiness, but I know that today is a good day, today is a good night, because God is still on the throne, and God is good, and I'm just in awe about some of the things that the Lord is going to do, some of the things that the Lord has shown, and I'm just happy and I'm thankful unto God. And before I get into all of that, let's go ahead and read our scripture today. And our scripture comes from Matthew 7:7. And it reads, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." I have read Matthew 7:7. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. And once again, before we go into prayer, I would like to say that there are a lot of things that we're praying for. We're praying for God's provisions. We're praying for God to show up and show out. We're praying for movement. We're praying for necks. We're praying for backs. We're praying for eyes. We're praying for ears to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. We're praying for ministries. We're praying for projects. We're praying for recoveries. We're praying for heads. We're praying for hearts. We're praying for minds. We're praying for wisdom. We're praying for understanding. We're praying for knowledge. We're praying for advancements. We're praying for our churches. We're praying for our pastors. We're praying for our ministries. We're praying for when we go up in the air to fly different places. Amen. We're just praying unto God for our hands, that everything that the Lord would have us to touch, would it be anointed. We're praying for success. We're praying for victories. We're praying for just the whole world. Amen. And we're asking for the Lord to cover us in his love and to shower us with his blessings. And as you can tell, the Lord is good. His mercy endures to all generations, to all womankind, to all mankind, to all children, to all youth. God is a good God. God, I can't explain it, but God always allows us to tarry, if you will, in his will. And he veer us away from those things that do not look like his will. And we thank God for that. And I would like to go into prayer. Many people have inboxed me with prayer. And I would like to say, first of all, I raised my hand when we pray today, because I've been having a little neck problem and stiff neck, if you will. Amen. And I don't exempt myself from pain. I thank God for being able to even move my neck. When was this? Yesterday. You know, we had a little ice, or day before, we had a little ice on the ground, and so I had on my boots, and everything like that, and I went outside in confidence, amen. And somehow one of my steps got a little short, if you will, so I had to break a fall, and in doing so, I kind of jerked my neck, if you will, and so I'm in a little bit of pain, but I didn't hit the concrete that hard, if you will. But I thank God for being able to break the fall in Jesus' name. So we're praying today for pain. We're praying for recoveries. We're praying for just everything I just named. But I am excited. My heart is happy because God has really been dealing with me and showing me things and taking me through some experiences that I happen to really love. And once again, as I said before, I would like to welcome each person. I see some individuals joining me as we speak right now. Thank you so much. I thank God. I thank the listeners, the ones who are just coming, and the ones who fall under the category of I have been with you since day one. Thank you so much and bless you. So we're going to go into prayer. I don't know what the prayer is going to be about because I allow the unction of the Holy Spirit to lead me when I'm praying because I never know who needs to be covered, or I never know what the Lord would have me to say. So let's go into prayer, and then afterwards I will have some announcements and bid you good night, and thank you so much for joining me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Heavenly Father, right now. We come to you with open hearts and open minds, and we're asking you, would you just uplift us and help us to be the vessels, the instruments, the mouthpieces that you would have us to be. Lord, we come to you as an empty cup, Heavenly Father, ready to be filled, Lord. We thank you for this week. We thank you for the successes. We thank you for the victories. We thank you for the learning experiences, Lord. We thank you for the people we've been able to meet. We thank you for the lives we've been able to touch, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just each opportunity that you have given us, and the week is not even over yet. And we thank you for it, Heavenly Father. We come to you in a spirit of gratitude, with a good attitude, amen, because we know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. We know that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, Lord. We understand and recognize that you can supply all of our needs according to your riches, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless us to continue to remain humble in the spirit and truth, Heavenly Father, in knowledge and wisdom as we travel, Lord, help us to remain humble and help us to remain in the word of God, Lord. If we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, Heavenly Father, bring us up, Heavenly Father. Bring us up in the care and the nurturing of your holy and righteous word, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you continue to bless those who are in the hospitals, the hospital beds, Lord, those who are recovering, those who are going through procedures, those who are in pain, Heavenly Father, those who are hurting, Heavenly Father, whether it is spiritually hurting, mentally hurting, or physically hurting, or just hurting for whatever reason it may be. We're asking you, would you mend their broken hearts, Heavenly Father? Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you take away, if it's your will, any body pain that hinders us from being able to have full range of motions. That would include neck pain, back pain, stomach pain, leg pain, feet pain, arm pain, ear pain, Heavenly Father, head pain, nose pain, Heavenly Father. We're just asking you, would you bless us in a special way to be able to do that, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you continue to help us to be the people that you would have us to be, Lord, and help us to do your holy and righteous will, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you continue to just help us to recover from whatever it is that we need to be recovered from, Heavenly Father. We thank you for preserving our fragile lives. We thank you for blessing us as we traveled up and down these dangerous streets and highways, Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us the strength and courage, Heavenly Father, to be able to do what you would have us to do and go where you would have us to go, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the success within this week, Lord, and we are expecting, we have an expectancy of more success, Heavenly Father. We thank you for who you've been in the past. We thank you for who you've been in the present and the future, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each door that has been opened in our lives, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each door that has been closed, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for helping us to continue to walk in your will, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the happiness that you give us each morning. We thank you for being the center of our joy. We thank you for being the light in a dark world, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being the way out of no way. We thank you for being the healer when there is no healer. We thank you for being the comforter when we need a comforter, Heavenly Father. We thank you for who you are, what you are, and what you stand for, Heavenly Father. We're asking that you continue to just look down upon us, Heavenly Father, and we know that you are with us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each thing, Heavenly Father. We know that in the revelation of God, it says that we have to be ready to have what you call a movement experience, just like Paul had an experience on the Damascus Road, but a movement experience in which we began to experience the great blessings of you, Heavenly Father. We're asking that you bless our feet to quicken as you take us to whatever place you would have us to go in order to fulfill your will, Heavenly Father. We open up our minds, we open up our hearts, Heavenly Father, and we unleash anything that would hinder us or stop us from going into the will of God, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being able to provide for us, provisions, Heavenly Father, giving us what we need, Heavenly Father, giving us what we ask for, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each opportunity that we have. We thank you for each experience that we have to get closer unto you and just to be obedient unto you, Lord. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, we're going back to the hospitals asking for mercy and grace for those individuals who need it, Heavenly Father, whether it's their heart that needs to be fixed, their mind that needs to be regulated, Heavenly Father. Any type of body pain, Lord, we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Any type of neck pain, we bind that spirit in the name of Jesus, Lord. Any type of foot pain, any type of leg pain, we bind those spirits in the name of Jesus, Lord. But we thank you for being able to feel the pain because we have something else to bring unto you, Heavenly Father. And the more that we can bring unto you, Heavenly Father, the less things that we have to carry around in this world, Lord. We thank you right now, Heavenly Father, for the pains that we do have. Well, we ask you that you bind those spirits so that we can have a full range of motion to be able to carry out the work of the Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the places you're getting ready to take us, Lord. We thank you for the projects that are being launched. We thank you for each person who have extended their hands and their heart and said, yes, I will help to make this successful. We ask you that you bless them, Heavenly Father. Bless their families. Bless their children. Bless their homes, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this project that is coming up called the Reaping What You Sow Project, Heavenly Father, because all I see is success. All that you've shown is success, Heavenly Father. And we know that we're doing this for the edification of the Holy Spirit and the edification of the church and being obedient unto you, Lord. We're asking that you bless the book project that is being launched, Heavenly Father, because we know that that is your project, but we're asking that you bless us to be able to reach hospitals such as the St. Jude's Hospital, Heavenly Father, and to give unto those who are in need, Heavenly Father, plus extend to the ministry, the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry. We're asking which you continue to touch and continue to help or bring outlets where the ministry will be felt and known and heard, Heavenly Father, where people may be helped, Heavenly Father, not only people but the host as well, Heavenly Father. We're asking that you bless Alfreda Imanya Love as the host of that ministry, Lord, and we're just asking that you continue to crown our head from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, Heavenly Father. We're asking that you help us to remain humble, Heavenly Father. Help us to remain in the Word of God and help us to be anointed, Heavenly Father, where we will speak the Word of God and not what we think or feel, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you for each day of this week, Lord. We thank you for each experience this week. We thank you for each person that we've beheld with our eyes this week, Lord. We thank you for each door that you have conveniently opened, amen. And we thank you for the doors you've closed, Lord. We thank you for each step that you have blessed us to take. We thank you for each step that you have prevented us from taking, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We're just happy and jubilant because you are God, and besides you, there is none other. Lord, we thank you for just your provisions, your safety, keeping us safe, Heavenly Father. And we're asking you for those individuals who have lost someone, whether it's a child, whether it's an adult, Heavenly Father, would you continue to be the comforter, Heavenly Father? Would you continue to be the light in their world, in their dark world, Heavenly Father? We're asking, would you just let them know that there is a better place for individuals, Heavenly Father, and their better place is heaven. Lord, we realize and we recognize that some things we don't understand. But, Lord, we know that you are in control, and we know that you are God, and you, besides you, there is none other. And once again, Lord, there's something about this week that is special. There's something about the word of God that is special. There's something about the word, what's going to happen, that is special, and we thank you for it, Lord. And once again, Lord, we thank you for preventing us to walk in certain doors, and we thank you for helping us to step into certain doors, Lord. We thank you for being the God who you are, Lord. We thank you for being the Alpha, the El Shaddai, Elohim, the Waymaker, Heavenly Father. We thank you for everything you've done. If we had 1,000,000 tongues, we couldn't say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't say thank you, Lord. So, but with this one tongue, I will say thank you as much as I can, as often as I can, Lord. We're asking, would you bless each child as they go off to school, Heavenly Father? Would you teach them obedience? Would you teach them understanding? Would you teach them knowledge? Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you continue to shed your light on the word of God, Heavenly Father, where those who are given the word of God may give it in a way that illustrates who you are, Heavenly Father, not deviate from what you expect of us, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord, and I'm just excited, Lord, and I don't even know why I'm excited. I know I'm excited to be on earth. I'm excited that my family's doing fine. I'm excited that my friends are doing well. I'm excited for just everything, Lord. I'm excited for the revelation of God. I'm excited for what you're going to do and what you have done. I'm excited for the doors that are going to open. I'm excited for the doors that did close. I'm excited for just everything, Heavenly Father. And we're asking, would you spread that excitement to the people of this world as well, so that they will know that you are in control and there is a purpose and a reason for everything. And Lord, we just continue to thank you. We continue to praise you. We don't want to complain, Lord. And we don't have anything to complain about, because it's always good to be on top of the ground rather than below the ground, Lord. And we ask you one more time, Lord, in the name of Jesus, would you bind the spirits of stiffness, stiff necks, and hurting backs, and painful legs and knees, and would you bind those spirits and help our eyes to see clearer and help our ears to be able to hear the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for everything. And I am just, once again, excited. I am happy. I am just, I can't explain it. But this joy I have, I know that the world didn't give it to me. I know that it all comes from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And, Lord, I want to continue to pray for other ministries as well, not just the Love, Lift Jesus Up ministry, but other ministries, Lord, and bless the host and the people of those prospective ministries, Lord, because it's not about the name, Heavenly Father. It's about the name of Jesus Christ. And upon this rock, you build your church, Heavenly Father. And we're asking you, would you decrease the love to zero and increase you to greatness, Lord. And we're just asking you, would you continue to uplift and empower the Love, Lift Jesus Up ministry in a way that you are pleased with, because we are trying to please you. And we're just asking you, would you be the way out of no way? And would you be the God that we continue to serve? And would you show your face? Would you show and be obvious unto the people? Because we know that without you, we are nothing, but with you, we are everything. We thank you, Lord. We magnify, we glorify, we edify, and we uplift your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And once again, I would just like to say that I am excited. And if you'd ask me why, I would tell you, because God is good. If you'd ask me how, I would say the same answer. God is good. And not only is he good just today, but one of the saints told me, say, God is good all the time. And that's correct. God is good all the time. And I'm just excited about what God is getting ready to do, because we know that obedience is what God is looking for. And whether it's comfortable to us or not, obedience is very important. We have to do what thus says the Lord. And without further ado, I would like to go into the announcement segment. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by encouraging them, asking them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's FREDALOVE. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, writers, community leaders, actress, actors, anyone who is a positive role model, coaches, educators, please, 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 Facebook at Free to Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me, EMONYA_LOVE at yahoo.com. In addition to that, remember, the Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest and Book Signing Community Event. Dear family and friends, your church is cordially invited to attend the Reaping What You Sow Gospel Fest. Currently, we are seeking mom teams, praise dancers, choir, sports, and ministries. If your team works interested participating, please contact at Free to Love at EMONYA_LOVE@yahoo.com. And I also put a date, which is March 7th. However, let me tell you this. I am still seeking at least two more teams, but the Lord has been good because the Lord has been sending individuals, and my list is almost full. So please, please, please contact me as soon as possible or as the Spirit moves you. General information, purpose, fundraiser for Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, when April 5th, 2013, we're 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, right by Baylor University. Donation, whatever your heart desires. Now, we do have tickets that are also going out to individuals. So if you would like to make your donation through ticketing, then that is fine. A book signing event will follow after the event. The book is entitled Perfecting Your Walk. And speaking of the book project, actually, I have an artist who is making the cover front and back. In addition to that, I will have paperback books available. And I will also have hardback books as well in April, God's will. So the Lord is really working on this project, and I thank God for making it possible. In addition to that, be sure to continue to pray for 50 individuals. Do not put all of your family members on that piece of paper. Make sure that if you have to, you put them all on one line and pray for each one of them one by one, and then pray for yourself. In addition to that, just continue to check out some of the ministries on blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Make sure that you're listening to that. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you can start at the beginning and listen to those ministries. On Saturday, we will have Mr. Charles Walker, who is a saxophone player. In addition to that, on Sunday, we will have the Ministry of God, the Word of God. So, without further ado, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.